What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 229, and it is another solo week. All right, so I had the awesome opportunity to be able to learn a concept earlier this week that, just resonated a ton with me, and it's something that I believe to be true, but it was just articulated maybe in a little bit of a different way. And so, hey, I figured I would pass this all along to you, this message, and it really comes down to the gap. And you know, kind of talking through some anxiety and depression and some of those feelings that maybe all of us have, and maybe we think that they're not normal, or maybe we think there's something wrong with us, or, you know, maybe we don't understand where some of those thoughts are actually coming from, and there actually is a pretty easy explanation to figure out why we're feeling those things. So again, wanted to pass this along. I think you guys will really like it. Also, while we're talking about passing things along, right, might as well talk about passing along the best meat that you could ever get at crossomeats.com. You knew where I was headed with this. Make sure you guys are going to crossomeats.com. We are basically fully restocked on everything as of today. If you're listening to this as the podcast is coming out, so you can go there, get any of the cuts that you want. If you're feeling crazy, hey, you can always try out the Alpha Blend, where we take our ground beef and we mix it with liver, because liver is a superfood, but it is really, really yucky to eat, in my own personal opinion. So if you put it in this Alpha Blend with the ground beef, you don't really taste it, and I can actually eat it that way. So all kinds of good stuff. We got the tallow, we got the soaps, the salves, all of that type of stuff as well. If you want to make sure that you are getting the cleanest ingredients possible that you're putting on your body, check out the soaps. We got the man soap, the simple man soap. We've got the cowgirl sunrise. We've got the mountain air. So basically anything you would ever need is there. All right, everybody, check out crossomeats.com. Let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is a solo edition. Feels like it's been a while, you know, between the couples editions coming out. Had a ton of fun doing those with Jess. Hopefully you all loved the, the conversation with Aaron Czar from Silent last week. Have another really, really fun guest. One of my most favorite conversations I've had will be coming out next week. So, just a little cliffhanger there for you to make sure that you tune in for that one. It was a ton of fun. Conversation was really, really good, really, really interesting. So I think you guys will love it. Now, because it is a solo week, I wanted to chat with you. So a couple of days ago, I'm part of, one mastermind that I'm a part of, there was a guest speaker on there, and it was a guy by the name of Brian Johnson, and he brought up something that, you know, that really, really resonated with me. And it was something that I wanted to pass along to all of you. And really kind of the way that he frames it, and I have talked a little bit about this before, but I feel like he really just kind of termed it in a way, or articulated it in a way that I loved. And, he talks about, because in our current society, one of the things that we know is that we're riddled with anxiety and depression and just kind of like overall negativity, right? Like a lot of us deal with anxiety and depression, and we have these bouts when it's like, you know, I just don't feel good. I don't feel good about who I am. Like I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm depressed. I'm like all of these things. Like what is going on? Now, I want to step back and just reiterate that again, I'm not a doctor, right? And so by no means will any of what I'm saying be any type of medical advice. I just want to throw that disclaimer out there. But what I can speak to is myself personally, as well as observationally, what I've noticed around me, where so much of this happens, right? Like I do think that some people maybe are born with chemical imbalances, hormonal imbalances that make them, maybe deal with some of these different issues, you know, psychological issues, whether that is, you know, bipolar, all of these different things. But what I also know is that when I was young, and I understand the other side of this argument, but when I was young, it seemed like people weren't just so depressed and anxious and just like mental health was not, or mental illness was not like a really talked about thing. And now again, like I understand the other side of the argument is like, yeah, all these people were suffering in silence. And maybe that is true, right? Maybe it is true. Like it's hard when you're a kid, maybe you just don't notice, right? But like I look back at, you know, the older generations and it just didn't seem like, again, very observationally from me, it just didn't seem like they were dealing with a lot of these mental issues that we are dealing with now, right? Like they weren't, you know, not every single person you knew were on some type of antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications or, you know, self-medicating with alcohol or weed or whatever it is, right? Like a lot of those people were just very good, hardworking, productive individuals. And yes, like we all have our mental trash that we deal with, right? Like all of us have that. But, you know, it just didn't seem like, and I don't even know the statistics, but it's insane the amount of people that are on some type of medication for anxiety or depression or ADD or ADHD or like all of these different types of mental issues, right? Now, again, like I understand the other side of the argument, which is they just were undiagnosed and people were super unhappy. Well, I would disagree with that, right? Like our happiness levels were actually pretty high, like during the time that I was a kid. And there's a number of different routes that we can go down as to why these things have changed. Like, I think there are a ton of different contributing factors to it. You know, that could be everything from diet, right? Exercise, sitting around a computer, staring at screens all day. Like, I do believe that so many of these things, whether it is diet or, you know, our job setups and kind of how we work, like so sedentary now, we're not moving, we're not, you know, expanding energy. You know, we're expanding maybe brain energy, but not like physical movement. And so I do, like, again, I think there's tons and tons of reasons as to why maybe this is happening. But one that I don't ever hear talked about, right? One that I never hear talked about. Like if you were to go to your doctor and you were to say, hey, I've just been down in the dumps lately, right? Like, especially here in Idaho this past week or so, weather's been crappy. It's gray. It's brown. It's like kind of gloomy out. And it is somewhat easy to start falling into some of that, right? Like if you're not careful. But I believe that if you were to go to a doctor, because this actually happened to me one time years and years and years ago, where if you were just like, hey, you know, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling depressed, whatever it is, like at least in my experience with this, it wasn't like, oh, well, you know, what's going on in your life? Like, is there anything that you feel might be causing it? You know, maybe could I refer you over to talk to a therapist, or could I refer you over, you know, to a gym to like start working out or any of that? No, it was like, oh, yeah, we could actually get you some medication for that. Now, I actually ended up getting a medication for anxiety pills for when I used to fly on airplanes. This is going back like close to 20 years ago, but it shocked me like how easy it was to go in there and get those anxiety pills, right? And then I would take them before I would fly, and it would make me absolutely brain dead. One time I left my wallet on the airplane. Another time I was basically like drooling over myself by the time I got to Alaska. When I was flying up there, it was one of the first times I met my father-in-law. Super great impression, right? They literally like made me brain dead. And so I didn't like taking them, but it did make the flights more manageable because I was absolutely terrified to get on an airplane at that point. But I was just shocked at like how easy it was to be able to get the medication. I just basically said, yeah, you know, I feel anxious sometimes and it gets really bad when I get on an airplane. And the doctor's like, oh, great. Yeah, like, let me write this for you here. Super nice doctor. But like, he didn't ask me anything else. And so I started thinking like all of this through and kind of coupling that into what Brian was talking about the other day, which is something that never gets talked about when we're talking about anxiety and depression, all these things, is the gap. Now, the gap is something that I think all of us should consider when we have these types of depressive feelings, you know, these anxious feelings, you know, maybe when we are just kind of down in the dumps. So the way that I look at it, and kind of piggybacking off of what Brian was talking about, is let's say that you're 35 years old, or let's just say you're me, you're 41 years old, right? So you're 41 years old, and maybe like growing up or into your 20s, you had this idea of what your life would look like at 41, right? Like maybe when you're 20, you're like, okay, by the time I'm 41, I'm going to have a wife, I'm going to have kids, I'm going to own my house, I'm going to, you know, be working in a job that I love or run a business that I love. And I'm going to overall have some level of fulfillment, because at 41, you're no longer a young man anymore, right? Or a young woman, but you're also not old, right? Like at 40, I feel like kind of your 40s, like you should be on your path, right? Like that's just my kind of what my beliefs are. They could be different for everybody, right? But I feel like 20s, you're kind of figuring things out. 30s, hopefully you're getting good and you're building skills. And then by your 40s, you should be, you know, you should kind of have things figured out from your 20s, maybe of what your aptitudes are, what your skill sets are. But your 30s, hopefully you've maybe spent that decade of kind of perfecting those or really, really growing those skills. And then once you move into your 40s, ideally, and Tony Robbins actually talks about this, by the time you get into your 40s and maybe even into your 50s, you've kind of figured out like what your aptitude is, what maybe what your unique skill sets are, because we're all born with different ones. Hopefully you've kind of spent your 30s of building onto those and just getting more and more skill sets and really honing those skills. And then again, by the time you hit 40s, mid 40s into your 50s, ideally you're using those things to start building wealth, right? Like you're using those skills, those talents to actually start getting to the next level, right? And so maybe by the time you're in your 40s, ideally you would have that wife and kids and family, right? Like you kind of went through the dating pool in your 20s, maybe married in your 20s or 30s. And so you have the kids, you have the family, you know, you've built your skill sets up, you've met some connections maybe, and now you're starting to really capitalize on everything that you've done the past, you know, 20 workable years, let's call it that. And so now all of a sudden, if you get to be 41, and maybe you are, and again, like I know people get so tender about all this stuff, so I'm not casting judgment, but I'm just giving you a scenario. If you thought that, okay, when I'm 20 years old, by the time I'm 41, I would like to be married, I'd like to have kids, I'd like to have some type of financial stability. Maybe I'm not wealthy, you know, but I definitely don't want to be poor. You know, I would like to still have a body that allows me to get around. I don't want to be broken down at 41, right? Like you kind of go through all these things. And then all of a sudden you're 41 and you maybe wake up one day and you realize, okay, I'm 41 years old and I'm barely getting by. I'm single or I'm in and out of relationships. Maybe I've been divorced a time or two. Maybe I have kids, maybe I don't. But like financially, I'm struggling. Personally, I'm struggling. You know, maybe I've put on those extra 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds, whatever it is. Don't really feel all that good when I get up. Everything hurts, right? Packing around some extra weight, not really active. And now all of a sudden I'm depressed, right? Or maybe it's not even all of a sudden. Maybe it's like I'm depressed, but I can't figure out like why I'm depressed. So what I should do is I need to go to the doctors and I need to get some pills. Now here's where the gap comes into this. Because let's say that your ideal scenario of how you would be living your life at 40 or 41 years old is a 10, right? Like your 10 is to have all of those things that I talked about. You know, the wife and kids, the husband and kids, you know, some type of financial stability, a body that allows you to still move, maybe a fit body, right? Like you kind of had this thing of what level 10 would look like. And you wake up one day and you realize that you're not at a 10, you're at a 2. And there's this big gap of who you thought you would be and who you actually are. And when we look at that, who wouldn't be depressed? Seriously. Like if you thought at 41 years old that you would have all of these things in place, and like, look guys, I get things happen, accidents happen, you know, outliers happen. But for the vast majority of us at 20 years old, if you had asked us what our ideal life would look like and we classified that as a 10, and then if we compare where we are right now to that 10 and we're like, yeah, I'm running it like a 2, maybe a 3, that gap is going to cause you a lot of anxiety. That gap is going to cause you a lot of depression, right? It's not a chemical imbalance. It's not, at that point, again, in my humble opinion, it's not something going haywire with your brain. It's you hit what's called a reality check. And now all of a sudden you're standing here where you're standing right now at that 2 level. And you're looking over to your right and you can see that person who's operating at a 10. And that person that's operating at a 10, they have abundance, they have family, they have joy, they have laughter in their house. They have, you know, finances to allow them to do the things that they want to do and not to be stressed out about bills every day, right? Like they have a body that allows them to you know, play with their kids, and they have a body that allows them to be able to buy the clothes they want to wear because things do fit right. You know, just all of those things, right? Like they have relationships in their life. They have friendships. They have, you know, they've been able to nurture relationships over years and years and years, and they have people that they could turn to and tell anything to. And now all of a sudden you see that person who's operating at a 10 and you're like, yeah, I don't really have any of that. I don't have the marriage. I don't have the job. I don't have the business. I don't have the fitness. I don't have the relationships. I don't have any of that. Well, guys, like, what person would not, unless you are an absolute narcissist, right? Or a sociopath who just doesn't understand reality, like who at that point would not be at least a little bit depressed, if not full on, like full on depression or anxiety, right? And so what if, and this is something that I would have you consider, because I don't want you, if you're listening to this and you are 40 or 41 or 50 or 51 or whatever, like I don't want that to send you down the spiral. If you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not married and I don't have kids and I don't have the job and I don't have this or I don't have that. Like, I don't want this to be a downer for you. But what I do want is for hopefully for us to consider that maybe the reason why we're having these feelings doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us, right? Like we're not sick. We're not, you know, mentally unstable or any of that. We're just out of alignment. And now what do you do at that point? Well, I believe that what you do at that point is you become very, very honest with yourself, and you start by first saying, what is my 10? If I was going to be operating at a level 10 in my life, what would that look like? Now, I know for me, my level 10, I don't know if I could ever achieve it. But you know what? Like, if I could achieve a level 8 or a level 9, great. That's where I want to be, right? Like, obviously, I want to strive to be a 10, but a 7 or an 8 in kind of my ideal life, that's a damn good life. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to settle for the two, because I believe, and again, this like comes back to my beliefs and my faith and everything else, is that God put us here to be abundant. God put us here to thrive, right? Like, I don't feel like, and yes, like there's always going to be sin and there's always going to be bad things that happen, but I don't believe that we were put here to live a miserable life. I don't believe, and I don't think anybody would ever convince me of this, that we were sent here to live this horrible, awful life, struggle through it for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, and then die. Like, I feel like we were put here to have an impact. We were put here to hopefully spread messages and help other people. And again, it's really, really hard, because I know one of the things that we've talked about before on the podcast, Jess and I, you know, that people may push back on is like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to make a bunch of money, so that just means I'm a piece of crap. No, it doesn't. But I do think you need to have a certain level of security. And also, I think you need to continue growing in your life to gain enough wisdom that you have the ability to share that with somebody else. Because the last thing that anybody ever wants is to listen to the guy giving you advice about something when his life is in shambles, right? Does it mean that it's always terrible advice? Nah, not necessarily, right? Like sometimes there's people who coach football that were terrible at football. But at the same time, there's definitely it's much more credible if it comes from somebody who's actually crushing it, right? Like, I don't want to take business advice from somebody who's never run a business. Right? They don't have to be a billionaire necessarily, but I at least want to be learning from people who have done something. So even if your big goal isn't to, you know, your 10 maybe isn't to make a bunch of money, but maybe it's to acquire enough wisdom and knowledge that you can now help other people with that wisdom and knowledge, right? Maybe your level 10 is just being a great dad and being able to provide at least enough with your job, with your business, to where you can take care of your kids the right way and you're not worried about the grocery bill. You're not worried about the gas bill. If you're, you know, like we have a daughter who's all in on club volleyball right now. And if we were super poor, there's no way she could play it, right? Because we're having to travel down to, you know, a couple hours away and we're eating out and we're spending money here and there. And it seems like every time you turn around, more and more money, and gas obviously isn't super cheap these days. And so if we were super poor, like we wouldn't be able to take care of her. And so me wanting to be a level 10 dad, right? Like I have to make sure that certain things are covered in order for me to be able to provide her with what I want her to be able to do. One of those things, again, being playing club volleyball. So I want to wrap it up by telling you this. Right now, if you are depressed, anxious, maybe that's coming from a place of guilt, right? Maybe it's the guilt that you feel because you know you're operating at a much lower level than what you could be or that you should be. Maybe it's not a chemical imbalance. Maybe it's not a hormonal thing. Maybe it's literally that you could, you know, deep inside of yourself and deep inside of your heart that you are meant to do so much more and that you are put here on this earth because you have special capabilities. You have special talents and skills, but you're not using them. You've settled. And now living at this level two means you're vastly out of alignment. You're incredibly out of alignment. And because you're out of that alignment with who God intended you to be and who you know you could be, you're so far out of alignment from that and who you are that it's causing this pressure, this anxiety, this depression, this guilt, this uneasiness. And so the only way to fix that is to go out there and start creating that life, right? Like start doing the things, making the choices that will allow you to attain that. Start, you know, you might have to work a little harder. You might have to make better decisions. You might have to start making choices that future version of yourself will thank you for. Like you might have to sit back, take inventory of what you're doing on a hourly basis, daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, all of those decisions, and see if they actually align with that level 10 version of yourself. Because at the end of the day, guys, that gap, I feel like, is why we see so much more depression and anxiety and all of this crazy stuff going on than what we ever used to. Because people used to, you know, go out there, they would work hard, they would have that fulfillment, they would have their white little picket fence, you know, with their house, and they were stoked about it, right? They were great. And now we have a lot of people, it seems like to me, that are just, they're not living up to their level 10. And yes, it can be hard with all the social media stuff and all the comparison and everything else, but you inside of your heart know what you are destined for. I do believe that. I believe that you could sit down in a quiet room for an hour, close your eyes and just think about what you want your life to look like, and you could figure out a ton on what that should actually be. But again, like a lot of us, if we're not medicating with, you know, weed or beer or whatever else, we're medicating with the phone in front of our face, so we never have to actually face those demons. We never actually have to sit there and quiet still and actually think about these things. So that would be something I would encourage you to do. Take that inventory. If you're living at a level 2 or a 3 or a 4 or a 5 and you know you were meant to live at a level 9 or a 10, that gap, it could be holding a lot of this. It could be creating a lot of the stress and chaos in your life, right? Or the feelings that you're having. All right, everybody. I hope this helps you. I hope that you take this serious because I firmly believe that if you want to know why we have all of these issues going on, I don't think it's all just, you know, passed down or hereditary or any of that. I think a lot of it has to do with that gap. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.